Everbank Field on a home Friday. The Jags will be here for week six. Sunday, 4:05, the kickoff. The Los Angeles Rams at 3-2. And the Jacksonville Jaguars also 3-2. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. The Jags back home for the first time in a while. They have a winning record. They're in first place in the AFC South. We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier. And with all that, guys, they're getting to come home with all of that intact. But they've got to learn how to do something here. We've talked about this all week. Mm-hmm. They haven't been really good anywhere, even here at Everbank Field. That's got to change quick.
Well, this feels like a need-to-win game. I wouldn't call it a should-win game. I mean, the Rams are a good team. If the Rams win, it doesn't mean the season's over. But at some point, and Doug Marrone has talked about it a lot, at some point you have to start winning games at home. It's the formula. It's the building block to making the postseason.
Well, he told us in Drive Time on Friday morning that the stats show that playoff teams go 6-2 at home. Well, you're 1-1. Okay, London counts as a home
sure.
game, obviously. So you're 1-1. You don't have a lot of margin for error. Can I just interrupt this real quick? Los Angeles Rams. For those of us who were here during a very dry period where this franchise was the one that was thought to be mm-hmm. going to Los Angeles, this is the first time they've played a team from Los Angeles in their history, and to have it be the Rams and not the Jaguars feels good. Just want to point that
no
out.
No doubt.
Yeah, this is a team in Los Angeles that has a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball, starting with Gurley. He's the leading rusher, of course. He's their leading receiver, too. He has the most receptions on this ball club.
I think that's the thing they've got to be very, very careful of is how they use him. They get him vertical. They use wheel routes out of the backfield. The linebackers' heads are going to have to be on a swivel. Good for the Jaguars that they have two of the faster linebackers in the NFL in Miles Jack and Telvin Smith. Telvin beat his chest this week, said, "I'm the best." All right, Telvin, go shut him down.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a matchup no matter what fast back you're playing. When you have Miles Jack and Telvin Smith, it's supposed to be a matchup that's edge for the Jaguars because that's the way they're built. They're built to chase. They have the two nickelbacks they believe are the fastest and Telvin believes is the best. So prove it.
I know the Ravens were very surprised. You could just see their body language in London. How are these guys getting onto our dumps and our screens and things like that? They're very quick. Go prove it again.
Offensively for this Jaguars football team, you want to ride that Fournette wave right now. He's rolling 181 last week, a huge fourth quarter, a 90-yard touchdown run. But there's going to be a week at some point where the Jags aren't able to really run the football that well. Blake's got to be good, and they've got to figure out something else outside of the run game here.
Well, and I think they will.
How do they score, I guess?
They've had a game where they did that. They had the Baltimore game where they clearly game-planned for Blake. They haven't asked him to do a lot the last couple of weeks, and I think they'll ask him to do more this week because at some point you know teams are going to, you know, they've had 7 or 8 in the box. It's going to be 10 or 11 at some point. At some point you're going to look there and you're going to have 15 guys in the box, and they're not going to throw the flag, and you're going to be, let's go win it. So, yes, at some point they have to do it. I think the key is something that Nathaniel Hackett has said a couple of times. You don't necessarily have to complete every pass you throw deep, but you have to show teams that you're going to do it.
I just want to clarify. I don't want to ride the Fournette wave. I want to get on flight 27.
Okay.
Okay. Just want to.
Okay. Going by air, are you?
Yeah, you're ornery.
Oh, yeah. I am kind of ornery today.
It's just always a little. Yeah. All right.
Red punch buggy, no punch back, that kind of thing. Tight ends. Get the tight ends involved.
Okay.
I've been saying it for weeks. Just keep getting the tight ends involved in the middle of the field and open things up outside. Get the tight ends involved.
But bear in mind, even when this team is struggling to run, they're not going to stop running. I mean, it's going. They don't mind being the only team in the league with more rushing yards and passing yards. They're going to stick to it. Even if there's 8 or 9 in the box, they think they should be able to run against it.
What I see, Jags run the ball 55% of the time, which is the highest percentage by a team since the Jets did it back in 2009.
And that's too low for their taste.
Gurley accounts for about 34% of the Rams' offense. Fournette, 37% for the Jags. It's a matchup this Sunday in Week 6. The Rams and the Jags both 3-2, and that's it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.